It wants to reach entropy and cease. It's a death wish.
Gibberish.
It knows it's an unnatural creation in nature's domain.
Well, you're hysterical.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'll get it warmed up.
They can't hurt me with words, can they? They can't hurt me if I don't listen, can they? If I shut my ears, I'll be all right. That's it. Shut my ears. I won't listen. I won't listen. I won't listen. I won't listen. I won't listen.
The Self-Genius Hour of Sweat.
People here are too stupid to know what's good for them.
Perhaps.
Your own reactions should be most interesting, too.
Well, well, well. Are you two sitting comfortably? Good. Now, gentlemen, do you see these file folders? The ones with your names on them? Can you guess what's in these file folders? I'll give you a hint. Discipline reports. Lots of them. And some wonderful artwork as well. This is...
Spider with human head?
I'm sorry, spider?
With human head. Yeah, he eats dogs and cats and rabbits.
You see, sir, we kind of have this monster club, okay? And we draw those pictures to put on our clubhouse walls.
Correction, Mr. Crenshaw. You draw pictures during Mrs. Carlson's science class when you're supposed to be paying attention.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. I mean, Mrs. Carlson's a nice teacher and all, but she's boring and has an odd-shaped head. That's why Sean and the guys call her Meow Mix, because her head's shaped like a cat head. But I don't, Circus. How rude.
Boys, I hear you. I was a kid once. I thought monsters were cool. And maybe, well, gosh, maybe I'm just a big kid because Sean, Patrick, I think science is cool. I dig it, man. Now, I'm sure both of you know a great deal about monsters, but that's not the issue here. The issue is science is real. Monsters are not.
We don't know that, sir.
There are such things as taps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear taps, wiretap, a wiretap requires a wiretap. Nothing has changed. We're talking about getting a wiretap. When you think Patriot Act, think wiretap, chasing down the United States terrorists, wiretap. Constitutional guarantees are wiretap.
When the security state finally deploys, they'll do it with toys. They'll do it with toys. When the security state completely deploys, they'll do it with toys. They'll do it with toys. Chips in your baby doll. Chips in your toy gun. Chips in your pedal car. Chips in your electric light kitchen. They'll know where your children are, because their children are the people of the future. And if they chase them down from the moment of their birth, then, well, you get the idea. They'll do it with toys. They'll do it with toys. They'll do it with toys. They'll do it with toys.
Power comes from lying. Lying big and getting the whole damn world to play along with you. Once you got everybody agreeing with what they know in their hearts ain't true, you got them by the balls.
Orchestrate front-end experiences, utilize mission-critical technologies, integrate virtual architectures, strategize sexy relationships, enable innovative initiatives, empower robust platforms, redefine ubiquitous initiatives, deliver proactive interfaces, exploit virtual metrics.
You think the big electronic god is going to save your lives? Well, it's not.
Well, we have to try, man.
Who says we do? I wouldn't give it the satisfaction of turning us down.
Are you implying that machines think?
You bet I am, because they do. No, I'm not out of my head. Any engineer will tell you that a complex machine has a personality all its own. Do you know what that personality is like? It's cold, withdrawn, uncaring, unfeeling. A machine's only purpose is to frustrate desire and produce two problems for every one it solves. And do you know why a machine feels this way?
You're hysterical.
Oh, no, I'm not. A machine feels this way because it knows it's an unnatural creation in nature's domain. It wants to reach entropy and cease. It's a death wish. A mechanical death wish.
Gibberish. Watkins, are you going to hook up that computer?
Oh, sure. I'm human. I keep trying. I just wanted you to understand that there's no hope. I'll get it warmed up.
Now, welcome back to Reality. I'm Dr. Spots, along with six guinea pigs.
Our cancers are available 24 hours a day. Call now and they'll send you this free cancer.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Good guinea pigs.
Scary German guy's bitching.
So the thing I don't understand is the part about the equilibrium.
Well, according to this rather curious book you have brought me, good and evil are in constant flux back and forth. Only once every 100 years are these forces balanced.
Bob?
Wards off evil and is, how you say, indestructible? Or in any case, normally destroyed. However, and this part is underlined. Once every 100 years, at the stroke of midnight,
Bob
becomes vulnerable, and the balance between good and evil will shift, and evil will rule.
As president, I took an oath to make it more likely that killers like law enforcement, including the Attorney General, attack America again. New York, Oregon, Virginia, California, Texas, and Ohio.
What?
The Patriot Act tore down the American liberty.
You Schweinhund.
And I have no life.
You Schweinhund!
Fresh intelligence assessment puts our citizens at risk.
Big sucker.
And the Constitution is illegal.
Doesn't this confirm the theory I spoke to you about last time?
What theory?
I'm also using Americans.
And nobody listens.
2001, brutal enemies in the United States Senate. Terrorists plotting within our borders.
The Nazis of America, controlled by Nazis.
They need tools to fight the war on responsibility.
They forced me at the point of a gun.
We took Oregon and their civil liberties.
Don't worry, you can trust me.
I don't even trust me.
The United States, irresponsible.
Break it up. This is a hotel lobby. Isn't there some pool room where you boys can hang out?
To uncover the lives of our citizens is a vital tool.
I've seen 5 o'clock shadow, but this is ridiculous.
Joint authorization for use of military force for a single moment.
What I'm concerned about is the future of this place.
With known leaks.
If a guest orders a 3-minute egg, give it to him in 2 minutes. If he orders a 2-minute egg, give it to him in 1 minute. And if he orders a 1-minute egg, give him a chicken and let him work it out for himself.
Our nation's inability improperly works. Too late.
I have an idea.
As president, I flew a jet in the Pentagon more than 30 times. And that is exactly what I will continue to do.
I hope he does not have any more ideas.
And now, gentlemen, I've got another idea.
Including terrorist threats.
You are making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, that's quite a trick. You try that sometime.
And I intend to do so.
Oh, we pick up your laundry once a month.
If you wait that long, you won't be able to pick it up.
So.
It's very difficult to decode. Give me a little time.
Yes.
So.
Every lost moment increases danger.
So?
Big shot Nazi.
Thank you.
This is an animal existence.
Thank you.
You Schweinehund, you inferior ape.
Thank you.
It will soothe me to see someone in pain.
As the 9/11.
You Schweinehund.
Thank you.
I would like to see a little blood.
As the 9/11.
You Schweinehund.
Thank you.
It is very obvious that this was a conspiracy.
Thank you. As the 9/11. Thank you. As the 9/11. Thank you. As the 9/11. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You men are all alike.
Yeah, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
Boo.
Oh, scary, scary conspiracy. Yes, friends, the equilibrium must be maintained. That last media barrage was by Reverend Norrell Preff. I collaged our opening statement segments from collages by Mr. Fernandinandi Lemur and Rev Preff, and some soundtrack clips from The Monster Club, an old movie from the 80s, beloved, silly movie. That bit, They'll Do It With Toys, was by Reverend Just John. You can get more radio free entropy at justjohn.com. Actually, that's just-john.com. You draw a little dash between just and john.com. Friends, we have an unusually anti-authoritarian show tonight, Hour of Slack number 1034, on con men, with some new music by some marvelously hate-filled bands, and later in the show, we'll actually reveal who killed JFK, no kidding, but for now...
Ain't a wrinkle in their three-piece suits. They done a bang-up number at a nearly around. Summer hunger's not a problem unless, of course, it's you. There's plenty of distractions to harness your reaction. There are many little factions to keep you subdued. Ooh, and the lines are always long and there's always something wrong. Yeah, and they always act so smug and try to blame it on you. Ooh, 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 ooh. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. Mm-hmm. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job, a damn good job. They do a damn good job, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job of running things. They always silence voices of dissent, regardless of intent. They get particularly upset with individuals who speak truths. Your voice is never counted, if ands or buts about it. Oh, you can shout it, they'll discredit or shoot you too. When they incarcerate more people than any other nation and take vacations while inflation makes it hard to buy food, clothing, and shelter. This fucking thing's off kilter, so fuck them all. I pledge allegiance to me and you. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job at running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job, a damn good job. They do a damn good job, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job at running things. They bring the drugs into the country, smuggle cookings are crack. That's a fact, it's a trap, and anyone that you ask will tell you. Now if you show them your passports and personal stash, then make you take off your shoes and get a dog to smell you. But then your doctor slash dealer peddles dope to the fiends. He swears his claim, prescribes it out to the mainstream. Now if you look, it's pretty easy to see. And if you listen rather close, I think you know what I mean. Agreed? Ooh, they do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job at running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job, a damn good job. They do a damn good job, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job at running things. Running things.
Things by the Goodyear Pimps. I was completely unfamiliar with that band until Mula Matata sent me a disc of their songs. Princess Wee previewed it and told me that when I heard it, I'd better be wearing diapers. She was right. I'll be running more Goodyear Pimps, so have your D-pens on, friends. I don't think they're on any con record label. You can download their albums, though. I think their whole album's at thepimps.org. They are the Goodyear Pimps, and this is thepimps.org. But now, friends, let's hear a piece by the great Phineas Narco from National Cynical Radio.
Good morning. As president, I took an oath to defend the Constitution, and I have no greater responsibility than to protect our people, our freedom, and our way of life.
You saw what they did in New York.
On September the 11th, 2001, Our freedom and way of life came under attack by brutal enemies who killed nearly 3,000 innocent Americans.
These are the things that we do to try and...
We're fighting these enemies across the world.
Get the message of 9/11.
And since September the 11th, we've been on the offensive against the terrorists.
Finally, sinking in the heads of the American people.
One of the first actions we took to protect America after our nation was attacked...
We're going to do something that is, it may be intrusive...
...was to ask Congress to pass the Patriot Act.
Look, all we're going to do is take a peek around.
The Patriot Act tore down the legal and bureaucratic wall that kept law enforcement and intelligence authorities from sharing vital information about terrorist threats.
Now, there's a difference between a search warrant and take a peek around.
And the Patriot Act allowed federal investigators to pursue terrorists with tools they already used against other criminals.
And you're taking a peek around and looking for what?
To prosecute terrorist operatives and supporters, and to break up terrorist cells in New York, Oregon, Virginia, California, Texas, and Ohio.
But I'm saying illegal. No, sir. No, sir.
The Patriot Act has accomplished exactly what it was designed to do.
We do have ways of entering the home where we don't have to have a confrontation.
It is protecting American liberty.
I'm trying to save lives here.
And saved American lives.
Hey, hello, it's a war on terrorism.
Fight the war on terror. I'm using authority vested in me by Congress, including the joint authorization for use of military force.
I think this is where law enforcement comes in to prevent the crime from happening before it happens.
I'm also using constitutional authority.
We understand you want to take a peek around.
Vested in me as commander-in-chief.
But the peek around that you want to take may be, and most probably is, in violation of the Constitution of the United States.
Consistent with U.S. law and the Constitution, to intercept the international communications of people with known links to Al-Qaeda and related terrorist organizations.
Al-Qaeda doesn't take any days off.
In a way that is fully consistent with my constitutional responsibilities and authorities.
If it saved you from getting your throat cut from ear to ear by Al-Qaeda or one of these other monkeys.
And the activities conducted under this authorization have helped detect and prevent possible terrorist attacks in the United States and abroad.
So you're saying that's legal?
Absolutely.
I have reauthorized this program more than 30 times since the September the 11th attacks.
That door is unlocked. I am by law allowed to open it a meter.
And I intend to do so. So long as I'm the President of the United States.
Now I am angry.
You know, I'm so mad I could scream. And I will, too. Whee! There.
However, our friend Mr. Van Helsing claims there is a way to stop the forces of darkness.
How?
If one could gain possession of
Bob
before those forces, then every 100 years at midnight, there is another option.
Bob?
Boo.
Thank you.
Little Theodore there from the very best of the greatest hits of Little Theodore or something like that. LittleTheodore.com. Theodore is spelled with an F. By the way, he looks like he sounds, friends. Sexy. The collage before that was Peek Around by NationalCynicalRadio.com via Phineas Narco. There's entire shows of his work on, I mean, a lot of them on NationalCynicalRadio.com. But now, back to the Over the Puzzling Evidence Edge show from KPFA in Berkeley.
Spare a quarter for an old quiet boy,
started,
Fada.
Man. How do we get you stopped?
Hey, Fada.
Where's my father?
Oh, let's not get on this silly human primate. Let's rise above in flight, man.
How many times, my son?
Fill yourself with knowledge and float above.
How many times?
The patriopsychotic anarcho-materialist flies its own underwear as a flag of its own country, which is the ground its bare feet are standing on.
How many times, my son?
The patriopsychotic anarcho-materialist. It's not some nonsense made-up word. It's the one true philosophy.
Homophobic, pagan.
No, it's not any of those things.
Psychedelic, shoegaze.
It's every man for himself. Every yard a kingdom. Every checkbook a queendom. Every child and dog a serf.
Every child's left behind.
Actually, that's a Dr. Philo Drummond, King Philo Drummond, passed that ordinance. That law was one of the first laws of patriopsychotic anarcho-materialism, and I believe remains the only one, aside from the old adage, let them mount up upon themselves if they cannot take a joke.
Truly, we stand on the shoulders of giants.
Let them mount up upon themselves.
We hump furiously at the back of the necks of giants. We rip.
Stood up upon the
we wrap our arms around the foreheads of giants.
Grab them by the hair.
Pounce furiously against the backs of their necks.
Pets pattern should hump with those
each other.
Poofy,
humans should hump each other. That's one problem. These
so-called novels.
Girls, they don't allow enough humping. But what can you do? You live in a barbaric age where there's little humping and little kissing.
You should have been in the dressing room of my show
back
the
in
other
the day
night.
During the burlesque
abnormal
era. During the burlesque era like we have now.
Described with intimate
people
physical
were just
detail.
Kissing all the time and having sex. And now people are blowing themselves up.
Speak for yourself, Pope.
Well,
Pepe,
that's what my girlfriend did.
They blow up so early these days.
I don't know. She likes me at first.
Well, we say, friends, inflate. Blow yourself up. Enlarge yourself. Rise above it. Float 20 feet over the middle of the road and look at both sides of the highway at once. Know where you are coming from and where you are going.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade float of underdog collided with the SpongeBob SquarePants figure. Both fell, causing untoward casualties.
But the conspiracy took it away.
But the conspiracy took these giant balloons away
conspiracy
and cleared up the blood.
I once witnessed a subgenius deflating a giant Snoopy balloon in the Mall of America in Minneapolis. In the center of the Mall of America was a gigantic 40-foot-tall Snoopy sitting on its fanny looking cute. Dr. Legume said, excuse me, I'll be back in a minute.
Extended to the reader.
And by the time he came back, sheathing his huge blade, the Snoopy was starting to sag towards the floor.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you this because over 7 years have passed since that knifing occurred in the Mall of America.
That tragic
violation
of disfiguring incident.
Actually, 11 years, I think, have passed.
How do you feel now about that? Is that a good moment for you?
I was just a witness. I was a witness to the slashing of Snoopy.
You feel differently now than thinking, looking back?
I sometimes feel that I wish I'd never gone to work for an organization that sometimes seems to merely give assholes an excuse to be worse.
Wow.
But other times I look into the eyes of Bob and say, by God, hump them lest they take a joke.
Exactly.
Upon thyself. Because, you know, some of these people, they take themselves so seriously.
Oh,
and when they find out that you don't take yourself seriously, sooner or later it sinks into them that maybe you don't take them all that damn seriously neither. And they don't love you for that. No, Pope Pepe. They do not love thee for
that. No one loves me? I mean, who doesn't?
Well, he was nodding off at the pew, wasn't he? Nodding off at the pulpit.
The more readily to dwell on
there was a judge who was discovered to always be playing with himself using a pump device.
Well, that's justice on it.
And
that
was
old Judge Pumpworth.
Yes.
Judge Pumpworth.
We find many radio commentators. All radio commentators.
I seen him on TV. He's got a whole courtroom there. The Pumpworth's court.
Well, when they ask to approach the bench,
they determined
that this device was in use even during regular sessions, civil and criminal cases.
And often they
would hear it operating underneath his robes. Isn't that true, Ivan?
Yes. He must have gotten cocky, so to speak.
Yes,
he thought he had everything.
How the mighty art falls.
Yes.
Babylon the Great is no more.
I know where he's coming from.
So is that why all his decisions were acquittals, innocent, and like he just felt so good?
I'm not sure he was as lenient as you might think.
Well, if he was squeezing some air bottle just to get some action going in it.
Well, they didn't call him the hanging judge for nothing.
So it made him a little more kind of a down tempo kind of guy. I mean,
you're just lucky you never had to go up before him.
Yes, especially depending on which day and which animal and which device.
Which position to assume.
Ah, Freeman, a fellow scientist. I certainly hope you know what you're doing. Do you suspect some alien subterfuge behind this failure? Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Why are you asking me?
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Why are you asking me?
Did you hear that? No. Did you hear something?
Alert! Doggies!
No!
Dark, dark! I don't want to die!
No!
Dark, dark! I don't want to die!
No! Please! Please!
I don't want to die!
Dark, dark!
I don't want to die!
Don't shoot! I'm with the science team! Don't shoot! I'm with the science team!
Are you insane? Stop attacking immediately! Are you insane? Stop attacking immediately! Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Dark, dark! I don't want to die!
Dark, dark!
I don't want to die!
Dark, dark!
I don't want to die!
Dark, dark!
I don't want to die!
No!
No!
A cut-up there of Dr. Howell's performances on the popular computer game Half-Life. I have no idea who did that mix. Before that, you were hearing Dr. Howell and the rest of us on the Puzzling Evidence show with John Deuce of Over the Edge. But now, from Lemur, the news.
This is Denver, capital of the Rocky Mountain Empire. In less than 90 years, Denver has grown from a tiny settlement of prospectors to its present population of almost 400,000 government offices. The Colorado Museum of Natural History contains Buffalo Bill, At Colorado Springs, a monument has been dedicated to another famous, untimely, and tragic death. Inside this shrine, rooms are devoted to death by millions. The discovery of Will Rogers in 1858 started the development of the Federal Livestock Playground of America. In fact, over a million trout are issued annually in Colorado. And now we arrive at Mesa Verde National Rock, where an intelligent tribe of Indians provided by nature, known as cliff gods, constructed America's first rock. They were a religious people who worshiped the federal government as the father of 43% of Colorado's Indians and the earth as the mother who rocks. And in this region, it seems fitting that we should sing our praises to a great drum.
Boo.
This is a story of a holiday.
Genocide
Day. One of the nicest days of the year.
We Johnsons had a good
genocide
day. The best we've ever had.
There is happiness in the air.
I keep thinking about
genocide
day. A real feeling of
denial.
A part of the fun.
Looking forward to
genocide
day.
Turkey and dressing and pie and cake.
The arbitrary ability of the federal government of the United States to repress the legitimate aspirations to liberation of Native people within its borders.
Turkey and dressing and pie and cake.
And fruit salad and whipped cream and cranberries, gee!
The genocide of American Indians.
Well, the truth of the matter is,
nations of people disappeared.
Friendly Indian. And the smell of
false reality.
We know mother knows how to
perpetrate genocide.
And father knows how to
perpetrate genocide. Right here, where we're sitting.
I don't think it's fair.
Learning to use a knife the right way takes practice.
Genocide.
Great American tradition.
Well, gee whiz, no, Dad.
We never have to talk.
Data that's readily available, but never injected into the curriculum.
There.
For the public or private school system.
And that's odd, too.
Gee, we'll just have to get along without
the Indians.
Mom, you don't mean it.
All the things free people working together can produce.
Population eradication occurred in order to allow the expropriation of the land. Expropriation of the land precipitated the eradication of the population.
Take a drink.
Cool. There are some things you just can't say.
It was the United States.
And that's odd.
Genocide.
Hey, a lot of Americans have had it and will keep on having it.
Genocide.
Well, you know,
it's negated. It's ignored. It's in fact suppressed. It's not something fit for inclusion in polite academic discussion anywhere.
I am thankful for getting plenty to eat all the time.
The Indians.
Same as always.
We like to
perpetrate genocide.
And watch it.
We can talk about the massacre at Sand Creek, Colorado, or the massacre at Slim Butte, South Dakota, or the massacre at Washita River in Oklahoma, or the massacre at the Marias River in Montana, or the massacre at Horseshoe Bend in Alabama, or the massacre of those same Indians who fed those same starving pilgrims.
Pilgrims?
1620, 17 years later in 1637, the pilgrims walked down.
Growing up in America.
Mystic Pennsylvania and butchered off all the peacocks who had fed them in 1620, okay?
Fun.
Like something out of Caligula.
Now, could you wish for more?
Why don't we do it?
Now, hold on a minute.
Dancing around dismembered bodies and flickering flames in a dying village.
I'm glad to be able to go to Sunday school or go to any church I want any Sunday.
Domes of false reality that have been constructed to shield the society from itself.
It is fine to have learned so much.
Some trust fund prosecutor got off message at Yale, thinks he's going to run this up the flagpole, make a name for himself, maybe get elected some two-bit congressman from nowhere with the result that China or Russia can suddenly start having at our expense all the advantages we enjoy here? No, I tell you, no, sir. Corruption charges. Corruption? Corruption is government intrusion into market efficiencies in the form of regulation. That's Milton Friedman. He got a goddamn Nobel Prize. We have laws against it precisely so we can get away with it. Corruption is our protection.
Corruption keeps us safe and warm. Corruption is why you and I are prancing around in here instead of fighting over scraps of meat out in the street. Corruption is why we win.
We are the dead.
A festering kingdom. Colonial expansion. A male state.
Wars throughout history have been waged for conquest and plunder. The master class has always declared the wars, and the subject class has always fought the battles.
The age of total warfare. People were killed, including women and children. In the midst of all these new diversions, many in the working class lived in squalid conditions and often toiled 12 hours a day in factories or mines.
Bombings and assassinations. Politics of imperialism. Anger and fear, the evils of the empire. Technology made popularity profitable. Amuse the masses, gigantic amusement park. Domestic abuse, heartless ways of modern society, heartless ways of modern society. The rich earn their millions on the sweat and blood of children, thrive on the misery of the masses. Rotting meat and garbage, emotional pathologies, suicide, tuberculosis, syphilis, alcoholism, poverty, rapid industrialization. The great white fleet, carry a big stick, carry a big stick. Political corruption, privilege. The U.S. became the new invader.
Pushing their own economic and cultural values on other peoples. Pushing their own economic and cultural values on other peoples.
The unbridled power of the capitalists and robber barons. The lives of most Americans worsened. The lives of most Americans worsened. Economically trapped. Jim Crow society.
It was always a form of white control.
White supremacy. State.
White violence. Jim Crow. Whites only.
Southern racism. The Ku Klux Klan, a violent racist organization. One could hardly believe the happenings. Citizenry was largely apathetic. Spectators, huge fans of spectator sports. New consumer culture.
Sideshow freaks, cheap and simple. Wages were bad. Workers had virtually no power and no voice in American industry. Toys for the rich. Turning John D. Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie into billionaires. Vast and disparate country. Vast and disparate country. Neuroses or complexes. Schizophrenic or psychotic. Fascists. Realtors.
They've conquered nature, they say, and made a great white world.
When you think about it, it's kind of mind-blowing.
You can easy. Oh, yeah. And the devil.
Yes,
on earth.
Oh, yes.
Hitler.
Oh, yes.
And hell.
And hell.
You.
You.
That speaks.
World.
Your politics.
Politics.
Or your country.
World.
Hitler.
World.
And hell.
And yes, hell.
You.
World.
They go.
Go.
Men will go.
Full of death.
They come.
Yes, sir.
Then they must come.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
You.
Yes,
if you honor them,
oh, yes.
There,
oh, yes.
Next,
yes,
the parade from
oh,
that body,
help me, Lord.
It must be done.
Yes.
Hitler,
oh, yes.
You must come down.
Oh, come yes. Down.
You well, too high,
oh, yes.
The only one God,
yes.
And you must come down.
Yes,
I'm sending now
yes.
Of innocent
oh,
children
oh,
and
oh,
women dying.
Yes.
Oh,
full of death.
Land and country.
Hallelujah.
And
well,
you come crushing through
now,
like a demon of hell.
Yes,
on earth.
Oh, yes.
Hitler,
oh,
you
yes.
Must come down.
Full of death.
To
glory.
To the lead.
Oh, hallelujah.
You must stand.
Well,
at the judgment bar.
Hallelujah.
Hitler,
God, God is God.
Oh,
your people then I'm a
now.
You
yeah.
Must come down.
Must come down.
That whole stretch there was by Norrell Pref of NorrellPref.com, except for some quick clips that I pulled from Syriana, Monster Club, and an old Tex Avery cartoon. Now, news.
Things are just getting started across New England with as late as central Ohio. We can expect Connecticut across much of the east. Sporadic outbreaks of Massachusetts with decreasing Florida now being reported. As we begin to bite, chances are you're going to have some occasional Ohio for just about everybody to deal with.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why, baby.
From PR News in Washington, I'm to be resettled in another country.
So,
Texas Governor Rick Perry destroyed and damaged dozens of people. Perry says Texas is a secret domestic spying box.
We are as high as...
Wall Street, 47107726. Officials say this is PR News.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter plans to hold Judith Miller, who received PR News.
Our top story this hour, the Justice Department says it is PR News in Washington.
I used to wonder what it'd be like to live and work upon the Death Star till I grew up inside a vast, a corrupt and evil empire. And now I'd like to think I'd riot. I'll be the leader of a well-planned uprising, but if my life is rather quiet. Oh, and besides, I'm not exactly known for stirring a thing. I like to rally around the Emperor. Oh, I'll participate in his state-sponsored events. In fact, if FCT the bone of thee, then man, I'm really sticking it to the man, although I practice no religion. I do believe in one all-encompassing God, and as far as definitions or descriptions, well, I've lost it close enough. And I used to say, oh, I'll stay young and full of piss and vinegar. And I used to say, oh, I'll stay young and full of beans, and yet somehow I got older. Oh, and I started caring less and less and less, and I grew up and grew complacent. I hope the rebels would retreat or at least digress. But it appears they bumped the ante, and it appears they plan to follow it through with the threats and the rhetoric from both sides. Sticks me somewhere in the middle of it. Sticks me somewhere in the middle of it.
The Goodyear Pimps from thepimps.org. A great song among many. Friends, I would love to see that band at X Day. Man, that would just be great. Thepimps.org. Tell them Hour of Slack sent you. Now, we're going to explain the Kennedy assassination. This following comes from Radio Synesthesia, Dr. Sinister's show, which follows Hour of Slack in Cleveland on WCSB.
I don't believe in the Warren Commission kooks, and I don't believe the CIA did it kooks. I'm one of the mafia did it kooks. And the nice thing about this new book is that it explains how the mafia was able to get away with it.
See, does it talk about the storm sewer theory?
Does it mention the UFOs being involved in this? Does it mention the UFOs being involved? The Big Book of Conspiracies. I was really impressed with that book and the way it was able to tie everything back to the UFOs somehow. that was a real masterwork. It's on my shelf today.
The Kennedy assassination, as far as I can tell, was probably pulled off by the three different mobster groups working together who had previously worked with the CIA on anti-Castro projects.
One of them would have been Lucky Luciano, wouldn't it?
No.
It wasn't? Oh.
No, Marcello Traficante and Roselli.
Oh, okay.
Were mobsters in Florida and Louisiana and Chicago who were had been very involved with Bay of Pigs type stuff before that happened, and they knew about certain plans that the Kennedys had that were not known until this book came out publicly, and partly because these guys put together some, you know, there's a continuous release of information being declassified, and these guys have been right on top of all of that. Plus, they talked to people who had been very high up in the government, like Dean Rusk and various retired military guys who actually were part of this plot by the Kennedys, not the CIA, but the Kennedys, with some help from the CIA and the mafia. But this is like after Bay of Pigs, the Kennedys had a plan to get Cuba back. And there's some really surprising information about who they had on their side in Cuba ready to pull off a coup. And those plans for a coup and the connections with the mafia and so forth were part of the embarrassing things that the Kennedy family did not want known, nor did anybody else in the government particularly want known, which is why they let the obvious cover-up of the Warren Commission go on. They knew that it was a mob hit and why and so forth, but if they had exposing that would have exposed so many other things that it would have wrecked a lot of the good works, or what they considered at the time to be good works, that the Kennedy administration had in mind. Those good works being the assassination of Castro.
Yeah.
Which we know that's common knowledge, that the CIA and the mafia would work together trying to get rid of Castro. But what is new is that the Kennedys had their own plan. And the guy they had on the inside in Cuba is a really surprising name. It's hard to spell it out because it sounds so crazy. But imagine if Che Guevara had decided that Castro was full of crap after the revolution and decided he wanted to work with somebody else to get Castro out of there.
For a second, I thought you were going to say they were going to install Che Guevara. I'm like, whoa. That would have been something.
Well,
yeah, I mean, really,
working with the mafia is not unusual for our government. Back when the CIA was the OSS, we used the mafia to help us.
Right, well, that
infiltrate.
Is why the mafia knew so much embarrassing stuff about the Kennedys, and they did not like the Kennedys because the Kennedys had basically kind of double-crossed them in a way.
But J. Edgar Hoover
everybody. The Kennedys really went after the mafia in an unexpectedly fervent way.
Well, they also, it was more they were going after Jimmy Hoffa, though.
Well, he was part of that whole bunch.
Right.
You know, the CIA just tried so many silly things to try and get rid of... You know, the real reason Castro quit smoking is because, like, they kept trying to poison his cigars all the time, and he's like, that's it, I quit. You know, it's...
anyway, this I would highly recommend if you're for a really serious, non-kooky, and extremely well-documented history of the Kennedy assassination. The book is called Ultimate Sacrifice, and there's a website, ultimatesacrificethebook.com, where you can get a whole lot of the details and so forth. It's and no, it doesn't involve UFOs, and it's the prosaic, plain explanation for the Kennedy assassination in some ways. You know, it's like, no, they're it wasn't Johnson working with, you know, evil CIA guys. It was some really, really, it was the rival government, you know. It was the secret government that works underneath the existing public government.
You know, there's very,
you know, the second
web.
The second biggest organized criminal mob in the country, the mafia.
Yeah, they're second only to the government.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, that's what a government is. It's the most successful organized mob of criminals in any particular
so
country.
Successful they actually get people to, you know, to actually sign on to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Enforcers.
Swindled, maybe, I don't know.
No, when you're private in the army, you're an enforcer for the government mob in to a certain degree.
Button man. Yep.
Button.
As in, you press a button.
Yes.
I do not pretend to be a big expert on this. I know that this Kennedy researcher, I've known him the whole time. He's been working on this book 17 years.
That's a long time to research a book. Sounds like.
But he wants to get the facts right.
Adolf Eichmann.
Again.
Aggression.
All of you.
Anger and fear.
Downing Street.
Everything is commercialized.
President of Trump.
You are the Puma Man.
Questionable conduct.
Ronald Reagan burning in hell. Bush is a puppet.
I have an uncomfortable feeling.
War is peace.
I have an uncomfortable feeling.
Bush is a puppet.
Ronald Reagan burning in hell.
Questionable conduct.
You are the Puma Man.
President of Trump.
Everything is commercialized.
Downing Street.
Anger and fear.
All of you.
Aggression.
Again.
Adolf Eichmann.
Again.
Aggression.
All of you.
Anger and fear.
Downing Street.
Everything is commercialized.
President of Trump.
You are the Puma Man.
Questionable conduct.
Ronald Reagan burning in hell. Bush is a puppet.
I have an uncomfortable feeling.
War is peace.
Some kind of madness.
Yeah, I think maybe everything might as well come out now.
Yeah? And then we might as well set up some kind of a kangaroo court. Now, how about a firing squad at dawn?
I never seen it.
How come you're so dense all of a sudden? Well, I talk to monsters from outer space. I talk to three-headed green men who fly over here in what look like meteors. You're all standing out here, all set to crucify somebody. You're all set to find a scapegoat. We're gonna eat each other up alive.
It's the monster. It's the monster.
Well, he came out of the darkness.
No.
Look. Charlie, it isn't Bob.
Sit back and watch the pattern. And this pattern is always the same, with few variations. They pick the most dangerous enemy they can find, and it's themselves.
There are weapons that are simply thoughts, attitudes, prejudices, to be found only in the minds of men. And a thoughtless, frightened search for a scapegoat has a fallout all of its own.
Not my thing. Fast food, not fast enough.
That's just crazy talk.
Moving!
And it was...
I like this guy.
Surrounded by worshipers with a mean right jab. Nobody knows, but the music never stopped.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Excuse me!
Trucks and SUVs.
Excuse me!
Check out the stone for golden arches in the back. This is a McDonald's. Yep, 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 yep. Fancy feel at a fast food restaurant. Fast food extra fast.
From Al Qaeda.
Taking a dip, plunging into the deep end. A few things haven't changed.
The government.
What stops the president from issuing another order and say, oops, 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 op, 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 enemy combatant again? Criminal justice. Without justice.
Push comes to shove, the earth is still flat. We're dysfunctional. We're dysfunctional.
Confident and happy celibates.
President Dick P is gay. Homosexual acts are, quote, it simply follows God's law. President Dick remains gay. He's coming out.
The most corrupt.
President Dick.
Famous.
The White House deliberately manipulated pre-war intelligence. Increasingly acrimonious. Pull out now.
Sudden withdrawal should answer a few simple questions.
Polygamy legalized, prostitution legalized, the age of consent dropped to 12, and on and on and on and on, and
not really, but I idiot. It's Hawk, somebody that they bring Hawk in, pulling out back of the books.
Stores are using JCPenney's, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Dillard's. So, JCPenney's, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Dillard's. Okay, that's nice. So we're not too interested with Mary. Don't really care about Mary. The war, why it's worse than you thought. This is so incredibly stupid. I can't be this dumb, denigrated, disrespected.
And get
religion out. Gay marriage.
You have legalized prostitution. You have drugs. All those things come in. You can shove indoors.
Who's this baby Jesus guy?
Right.
You know, get religion out.
Hey, you bunch of dumb guys! You'll be sorry!
What happened in all these places? Moldova, South Syria, and in...
Well, and so...
And so...
Lemur, Fernandinetti Lemur, right. The long stretch of collage there and Twilight Zone friends was all from Norel Pref. You can check out norelpref.com. The background music throughout, for these credits during the show is by The Cosmics from their CD Piano Wars. You can find them at thecosmics.com. Cosmics is spelled with a K. The C-O-S-M-I-K-S .com. And you are listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, number 1034. For more information, check out subgenius.com. Or you can write for free information from Subgenius at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Praise.